producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Thursday, the 24th of September. You know, the other day, Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler here with me on the Good Day program. This is the time of the year when everything, there are two times of the year, actually, everything is equalized. That's why they call it the equinox. Mm-hmm. The amount of time that it's dark, amount of time that it's light, same. Happens now, happens in the spring. Does it seem like yesterday when we were going into spring? Yes. You think it'll feel like that next spring? We have another 6 months, Jennifer, until springtime.
God willing, we make it there, right?
Yes. And the creek. Speaking of God, let's talk about religion. Things in the name.
Why? Why would you talk about religion today?
Of religion. Yeah, nothing going on.
Nothing. What?
It's day three, another big day for His Eminence the Pope. As he continues his trip around the United States.
In a Fiat.
Yes. Starts the day off with something easy, an address to a joint session of Congress. Another papal first. Where's the separation of church and state, please?
How old is this pope?
This pope would be about, 74, I think, Kenny? 73, 74. Somewhere in that vicinity.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
I was just watching him yesterday, and I was like, wow, I'm tired watching him. He was everywhere. He was making people saints. He was talking to kids.
Bless you, my child.
Yeah, I mean, he had a long day, and I was thinking, geez, I'd like a nap this
morning. Kara says he's 78.
Oh, my God, even worse.
78.
He needs a Yogi Bear, a 2-hour nap from 1 to 4.
Well, actually, we'll be doing those things in another 10 years on this program because I'll be
naps,
at that point in time. Yeah.
Nap. That'd be awesome.
I'm doing that now, thank
Everybody
you.
Everybody hit the cot.
I was just, as an aside, from the shiny penny department, I was just reading an article in the Huffington Post about how you can take a nap at work if you have the right desk in the new world order where you design your own cubicle, your own office at work. There are these things you can get at, what is it, IKEA or other places that are like that. You can build a desk that has a room, or not a room, but has a place under the desk for a nap.
Okay. And you can take, that's awesome, but I want some place where I can like hide. I either want to be looking like I'm working so that people just think I'm working intently. Or
why would you work? First of all, if you're not working intently, it's obvious here because you're quiet. And when you're at your day job.
Actually, no, when I'm quiet,
that
means I'm working intently, just not here with you.
Oh.
That's so.
So I'd actually like to strike that from the record.
Oh,
all
right. Cancel that. Erase that from the tape, will you please, Kara? I have no evidence of that conversation.
But no, like, okay, let's just say I'm talking about my day job mostly. Yeah, so I'm sitting at my desk.
Yes.
And not that I ever have a
Jennifer has this huge corner office.
Cubby hole office.
Huge.
Right. Gigantic.
Yes.
And so I'm sitting there, and I would love to be able to just nod off a little bit, but still look like I'm working.
But you have the couch where I used to take my nap. Why don't you just go there?
Because that's what I'm getting at. It's embarrassing to be caught sleeping.
Well, lock the door. I locked the door when I went in there.
Yeah, but I want to just be able to make people think I'm working and be nappy.
Why? Why is that important? You're the boss's daughter. You're the heir apparent.
That's
why
it's important.
No, it's not.
Because I don't like to be given special treatment.
You're not. Close the door. Nobody's going to give you any treatment at all.
My point is, I'd like to be able to nap without people knowing. But here's the reason that would never work, because somehow, in my tenure over at CRN, I've become the complaints department.
Oh, really?
So,
that's because you let yourself become the complaint department.
I can't go a half hour without someone going,
but you know what? There's a way of fixing it. Yesterday, somebody came to me. I'm the complaint department at the Stefan Multimedia offices. So when there's a problem and things aren't working, I finally, after everybody's tried everything, Kenny, you've been in this place before. You try to everything you can to fix the problem, you can't fix it, so you come to me. And then I go, because when you're doing what I have done, or you're doing, Jennifer, or anybody, this is a lesson for anybody who's in business or have your own shop. You have put it to the place where it is. It's your responsibility. You can take pride in having gotten to where you are. I certainly do. I don't think about it a whole lot, frankly. This is October 8th is the start of the 28th year of this program being on the air. There's only one other radio program that's been on the air longer than this. It's on Monday through Friday in a syndicated circumstance. And so I'm very pleased this program has survived that.
Lush Rimbaugh.
Yes, Lush Rimbaugh started in August of 1988, and I started in October of 1988 doing this program. So anyway, the point I'm making is that you have the ability to make the situation work for you, even if there are problems. I try to get everybody to solve their own problems and not get involved until it gets to the point. I had a memo last night from somebody who can't seem to get any further fixing a problem. Everybody that's in my chain has worked on it, and it just doesn't.
How many people are in your chain?
Let's see. Bob, Rich, Kenny to a point. I would say you're in the chain, but not with all the stuff. Mostly Bob and Rich when it comes to...
I'm in your chain with the fun stuff.
Yes, you are. Right. No, you are.
I don't have to worry about the yucky stuff.
But there may be three or four people who are in the chain, and then once those people can't solve things, and usually Rich and Bob work out the problems between themselves or with whoever the third party is, and it's A-okay. But in this circumstance, they can't seem to get to the bottom of the problem. So I went to the guy who runs the other company that is very responsive to me, whereas some of his underlings are not responsive, as sometimes the people that work with me are just not responsive. They got too much to do, it slips through the cracks, whatever it is. And so the point is that if you have a business, you're the bottom line, and you better pay attention to some of the things that get to you in a way that you feel like at the end of the day, and the people around you, more importantly, feel like you have an interest, you have their back, and you fix things so that we go on to either the next problem or we feel good about the day. Today is a wonderful day. Mercury's in retrograde, there are so many things. The moon.
The tsunami didn't hit, so that's good.
No, the tsunami didn't hit. But astrologically, the moon and how certain stars, the Aquarius and Pisces, are important this week.
If you're an Aquarius.
Yeah, well, you're going to have, the moon will be very important and productive for you.
Good.
Aquarians, Pisceans, but you'll feel sort of disjointed.
Yes.
Between now and the weekend, because there's so much of this stuff that we're just talking about. You're going to get hit with all kinds of things. Little problems, little nicky-nacky things that are irritants, and you want them to just go away. But if you don't deal with them, they won't go away. And so it's very interesting how all of this stuff in a synchronistic way works together. Sometimes people just don't understand, why is everything going wrong today? Everything's going to crap. And then other days...
You sounded Irish. Everything's going to crap.
And then other days, things go wonderfully well. Why is that? And whether you believe it or you don't believe it, I'm a firm believer in astrology. I'm a firm believer in things happening that you don't really have any control over. Some things you do have control over. Some things you don't. And it's your mental attitude that will prevail and win the day. Right? We all know that. Days that we don't feel good, we don't want to be where we are, or we just are having a lousy, and then there are other days that you don't know how to explain it. Some days you wake up on the right side of the bed, and some days you wake up on the wrong side of the bed. And there's no real explanation for it. That's why I have turned to astrology, because it makes sense. Any good astrologer that I've ever known, and I have somebody who's very good that works with me now, there is an explanation, and you think, that really makes sense. Even though it doesn't make any sense to most people, why would Mercury influence what's going on in my life? That's a planet that's 9 billion miles away from me. Well, why does the moon influence my life? And if you want the answer to that, stand at the beach for 12 hours. Go to the beach and stay there for 12 hours. And then you'll understand how the moon affects your life. Is that right, Jennifer? You understand what I'm getting at?
Yeah, well, the moon pulls.
Yeah.
And pull. I mean, it pushes and pulls.
The moon has enough. It exhibits or exercises enough control to be responsible for pulling the ocean waters away from the shores back and forth. It's a gravitational pull of the moon that causes high and low tide. Did you know that? Kenny, you knew that.
I did.
Yeah. So if you don't know that, and so if that moon has enough influence to do that, what do you think it does to other energy? Because we're all energy.
And it does that to water, and our bodies are made up mostly of water.
Yes, 74% water. That's an excellent point. I didn't even thought about that, Jennifer.
You can have that one for free, Debbie.
Thank you.
The next one will cost you, but that one you can have for free.
All right, so we started talking about the Pope and his visit, and that was very cute. That five-year-old girl with a message about immigration went through the crowd, somehow got to him, and he wanted to talk to her. Did you see that?
I did. It was
very
cute.
Sweet. Yeah, it was very
He's
sweet.
Just so darn. I mean, yeah.
He's a leader.
Politics be aside, like, I don't even want to.
Religion
people are bringing that up.
Forget
the
religion.
The fact that he's driving around in this little teeny car, and he's, you know, he's so available to people. I mean, people can almost touch him. He's blessing the crowd. I mean, this is what you want
a leader
to be.
A leader.
Any
period.
Leader to
leader.
Be.
Okay, so in the meantime.
The last pope was in his, like, you know.
The last
like
pope was
leather,
worthless. Useless and worthless. In
leather
terms of
slide-ons, and this guy's wearing his little black tennis shoes. It's cute.
All right, so there are two other things. The Jewish New Year, 24 hours, post everybody
Happy
who's...
New Year.
My lawyer is back to work today. My accountant's back to work today. Couldn't find anybody to work with yesterday, but they're around today. And you'll probably find that same experience. And then that pilgrimage to Hajj that I was talking about yesterday, 220 people are dead as a result of the stampede.
So
that happens, by the way, every year. Go back to the headlines last year on this date, year before, year before, year before, year before.
I don't think I
These
know.
People are crazy. And they push and pull. And there were yesterday 29 people that were, this is a story trending at DougStephan.com, 29 people killed in an attack in Yemen at a mosque during prayers. It's there is so much eagerness to find answers no matter what the religion. It's too bad most religions don't provide you with much of an answer. They provide more questions than answers. By the way, that's not what we're supposed to do here. It's 18, almost 19 after the hour. Good day.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF, Individual Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an actor portrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Flu season's on the way, but there are steps you can take now to be prepared, like getting your flu shot. And Walmart makes it simple. Just walk in any time to get your flu shot from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. To make it even easier, we accept most insurance plans. A flu shot's your best shot at staying healthy this flu season. And Walmart can make taking that simple step easier than ever.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Wow. What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Now 23 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, it is at this point in this hour of the program that we sort of waft back to yesterday, or at least within the last 24 hours, to present to you some audio excerpts from programs that are on the other medium, television, that...
The weaker medium.
Yes. By the way, did you notice that television ratings for the new shows are way off?
You know, way it's off. Weird this year. Usually I'm so excited about the new TV season. This year, I think because I was traveling for the last couple of weeks, it just sort of snuck up on me. And so I just am like, I don't know what to watch. I'm having a moment. I've taped everything, but I don't know what I'm going to watch.
Last night's new shows included the Screen Queens.
Yeah, my mom watched that and she goes, it's really good.
Really? Fresh off the boat.
That's not a new
Tuesday,
one.
Not last night.
Oh, Tuesday, excuse me, right. Yeah, Limitless. NCIS and the Muppets. So, excuse me, from that group, I'd watch the NCIS premiere and the Muppets. Anyway, you can talk about that in your television report. The reason that I bring it up is because daytime TV seems to have more consistent viewership than nighttime TV, and I would wonder why that is. There's probably some...
Well, because they talk to you. It's almost maybe. Like it's an intimate medium like radio, just
right.
On TV.
Well, that's what I was saying. Radio ratings and listenership is up. And the midday things on television, that's very perceptive of you.
Is this two that I've done right in this half hour?
Yeah, it's a round of applause for Jennifer. Hooray!
Jennifer, yay!
Thank you.
All right, so Ellen DeGeneres joked yesterday on her program about how people aren't really honest when they do their texting.
I've discovered that people aren't totally honest when they text. Do you notice that? They, like someone texts, I'm on my way, they really mean I'm still on the couch wearing sweatpants. They're not. Or I'm parking means I'm still 15 minutes away. Here's something that really gets me hot under my designer britches. People are texting LOL when they're not actually laughing out loud. Right? I have one thing to say to those people. WTF.
LOL to me means lots of love.
No.
Not laughing out loud.
Laughing out loud.
No, but I like laughs.
I always thought
everyone else
would
laugh out loud.
Yeah, but
I thought
why
it
can't
was
I
lots
my
of
own?
Laughs for a while, but...
Yeah. All right, here's Steve Harvey joking with an audience member yesterday on his program about trying to get money back that was borrowed.
I need your help with an issue I'm having with a coworker.
Okay.
She dresses really nice.
Okay.
She drives a fancy car.
Okay.
But every day at lunch, she asks me to spot her for her lunch. She wants me to buy her lunch for her. She says that she left her wallet at home. So I fell for it a couple of times. And her tap now is about $100. So I asked her last week for my money back, and she just gave me this nasty attitude. So my question is, how do I get my money back and have her never borrow money from me again?
I think y'all to quit asking her for the money because she giving you attitude, right?
Right, but she owes me my money. I want my money back.
She got. She gonna get the money to somebody. Key her car. You don't want to give me my money. Get the money to Mako so they can repaint your car, though, and get it to you just running down there.
All right. Not sure I agree.
Don't do that.
Philosophy. That's a little disappointing. All right. Conan O'Brien joking about the Pope here.
Today is the Jewish high holiday of Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
Yom Kippur today, yeah. That's right. Jews all over the country honored the day by staying home and watching the Pope on television.
All right. Here's Stephen Colbert. Let's get as much as we can.
I'm liking him. Is it weird?
Yeah, well, Kenny and I were talking about this earlier because I said the new guy doing the Daily Show?
Trevor Noah.
Is not somebody who's high on my list. I'm not keen on him. But you know, Kenny reminded me correctly that I wasn't high on Stephen Colbert.
You were not.
And yet I think that what he's done so far...
Yeah, I think he's falling into
is actually quite good. Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. So Kenny's right. I'm wrong. Give peace a chance. 28 past
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Gary LaMarche of Democracy Alliance. Coming right up, so why did Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders end up speaking at Jerry Falwell's Liberty University?
Some statistics are surprising, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school, and fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and Gary LaMarche. Talk about Daniel in the lion's den. Bernie Sanders went to Jerry Falwell's Liberty University to talk about income inequality. Smart move?
Oh, I thought he succeeded brilliantly. He went into what might be considered enemy territory. He treated his audience with respect, acknowledged the differences he has with them, but tried to engage them on a different moral plane than the issues these evangelicals are used to being identified with. And, you know, while he didn't persuade many, if any, he came out, I think, with some respect. I think it's something that's rarely done on either side, and I thought he did it very well.
Good for him for accepting the invitation and going there and expressing his views in a civil but forceful way, and good for Liberty for having him and the students for sitting there and listening politely. And let me tell you, if it had been Rick Santorum at Oberlin College, the reaction would have been very different.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Gary LaMarche of Democracy Alliance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's the Direct Doug Good Day program as opposed to the Indirect Doug Good Day program. It is such a good day to be with you. Jennifer Horn is here. Ken Kessler, Dr. Jack Stockwell joins us in a moment or two. A lot of important medical things, including why you ought to take an active role in your treatment. We'll get to that in a matter of moments. The day is fresh upon us. You can always tell what I've done in terms of the last 4 or 5 minutes, because I'll come in and say, I was just thinking, I was doing my probiotics. I was thinking we could call this probiotics for your brain. Does that work for you, Jennifer?
Bacteria for your brain? Yeah. I don't know.
All right, crank up the music, Kara. Doobie Brothers, Jesus is just all right. I think Jesus is cool. I like Jesus. I do. I think Jesus is cool. Very cool. Now, this is a good song. Crank this up. Now we get to the words. Jesus is just all right with me. You know what's not all right with me? I am not okay with, I'm okay with the Pope being here. I like the Pope a lot. I think he's a great leader. I do not like all of the grandstanding that's going on with the politicians. Yesterday, the Senate and the House were not even in session because Washington was such chaos. Today, the only thing they have on their agenda is listening to the Pope. And so, yeah, that's cool. The first time the Pope has ever spoken.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I don't like that they took a day off because you know none of them were standing out there. I mean, maybe a handful, but everybody else was hitting the bar.
But the Constitution of the United States of America, those of you who are always talking about the Constitution, and most of you, in my experience, are right of center, and you have Christian leanings, and you say, I believe this, and I believe that, and I got to have the Constitution. But the Constitution says clearly, Kenny, correct me if I'm wrong, you always do, Religion, and that's good, religion is not a part of the conversation. It ought not to be a part of what's going on here with the Pope. It ought not to be a part of your conversation in picking a president. But if you look at some of the right-wingers that are running on the Republican side, and you tell them that religion is not part of the process, to me, you look around, and it seems like that's all they are talking about. Mike Huckabee said he believes President Obama is a Christian, a fake one, who pretends. Now, what do you think that's going to get him? Maybe it'll get him some right-wing votes, because there are still those people, like the guy got up at Donald Trump's town meeting the other day and said that Obama's is a Muslim and yada, yada, this and that.
Well, I think there are many people who believe that he's not necessarily sincere with his religion. Even people who don't think that he's a Muslim.
I don't think he's sincere
with
his religion.
Even people who think he is a Christian, maybe just not a great Christian. I mean, look at the church when he came to D.C. that he associated himself with.
I don't even remember. What one was
Jeremiah Wright was his guy, remember?
No, but he was Chicago. That was Washington.
I'm sorry, in Chicago.
Yeah.
But that's who he first associated himself with when he first took a public office, was with Jeremiah Wright. I mean,
But I told you, I went to that church once, and I found it to be
say that.
Not
yeah,
on, I was the
that?
Only white guy. I went to the. I happened to be
cool?
in Chicago, and I went to the church by myself. I was the only white guy in the church, and I watched these 1,400 black people sort of try to figure out why I was in their church. And then
black churches are awesome because
it wasn't Wright wasn't yeah. there. There was his protege was there, and it was an awesome service. And the people around me were so wonderful. I just walked like halfway down. I found somebody ushered me into a pew, and I sat next to these two little old black ladies who couldn't stop talking to me about what I was doing, why I was there, and you do this, honey, with me, and I'll take you after church where you come to my house for lunch.
Oh, that's cute.
It was sweet. Very sweet. But, that's why the only reason I'm telling you that is because I got a different point of view. Jeremiah Wright represented a point of view that was distasteful for most of us as a human being, as an individual. That doesn't mean the church he ran was all about him.
It's true. It's like Catholics. Like, if you have a bad priest, doesn't mean that everybody in the congregation...
Thank you. That was going to be my exact example. We all disdain and are disgusted with the pedophile priests. That doesn't mean that the Catholic Church in and of itself...
I had one in my church, yeah.
It happened in the churches here in Cumberland, Framingham.
Yeah.
So, anyway, the point is, and this sort of bears on religion in general, so Huckabee sticks his foot in his mouth again and says something that makes no difference to the reality of whether he gets elected or not. You're running against Obama. Obama's not going to be here. Why are you wasting your time talking about Obama?
Is that this isn't Mike Huckabee or any of the candidates, Dr. Ben Carson, Donald Trump. This isn't people going up on stage going, President Obama's a Muslim.
Yeah.
These are people in the crowd asking questions. These are people that are addressing questions.
Yeah.
And you're right. It doesn't matter this time around unless you want to start taking on the moral compass of Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. I mean,
or the moral compass of any of those people that are running as Republicans. I'm sure that there's less than perfection there.
Somebody already took a shot at Donald Trump saying, he doesn't really go to church. But then you have his people coming out saying, I sat next to him.
I'd rather vote for somebody who didn't go to church, Frank. That's just my persuasion. I don't. You have different points of view on it. I don't want the religion in any way, shape, or form to influence the policies of this country. There's too much religion, whether it's Christianity, in this circumstance, the part of the Christian church is a Catholic church. That's another thing. I remember once, and I think it was in this, may have been this trip to Chicago, but I can't remember. Not important to the story. Somebody said to me in a radio, this was when I was doing a personal appearance at a radio station, so it wasn't in Chicago, it was down south somewhere. This woman came up to me and asked me if I was a Christian. And I looked at her and I said, please define Christian. Oh, you believe in Jesus. And I looked at her and I said, what do you want me to believe in, Jesus? And she then looks at me and says,
do you
believe Jesus Christ is your personal Savior? I said, no, I don't.
Oh.
And that was exactly her response. That was what she looked at me and she said, oh. And I looked at her and I said, why do you ask? And she says, well, because I don't think you're a complete human being unless you believe that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. I said, well, what about all the other people, all the other religions? She said, they're going to hell. And at that point, I smiled at her and went to talk to somebody else. It doesn't register with me. It doesn't. I think Jesus was one of the most powerful healers.
This is where you get into trouble because...
Why do I get into trouble? Because I expressed my point of view.
Because everybody has a right to their point of view.
But when you
say something like that, I think it comes across as like she doesn't get her point of view. So that's what she thought.
No.
And you made the choice to walk away because that's not what you think.
Because she was criticizing me for not believing as she believed. That's all.
But you're criticizing her for not believing.
I didn't say. You didn't hear me criticize anybody.
You were judging her. Come on.
I judged her words, not her. She was a wonderful, nice lady. Mm-hmm. But I didn't appreciate her telling me that if I don't agree with her, then I'm wrong. That's all. That's all there was in the point that was made by me then and by me just now. I think Jesus is... I have a picture of Jesus that my son put up in the house that we have in Santa Monica. He thinks Jesus is cool. Jesus is cool. Jesus was magnificent, one of the greatest healers of all time, one of the least understood. He was plucked from his role to serve as an icon for a group of men who wanted to control what people think and how they act. That's what he symbolizes, for me, anyway, as I think it through. If he makes your life better, God love you, you should worship anything and anybody, if you feel like worshiping, that makes your life better. That's the way I think that it rolls out. Now, whether that plays well in Utah or in South Carolina or wherever, there ought to be room for those sorts of judgments to be said so that people are not accused of being something that's bad. Because religion in and of itself, if left to the principles of the religions, usually pretty good. But unfortunately it's not. It's interpreted by men who then take those principles, skew them, and turn them around for their own value, and then that's why we have trouble. Every major war in the history of the planet has been fought over religion.
Oh, and sadly, a lot of people use religion to take control of people's lives and their pocketbooks.
So what about Ben Carson and the backlash? I was, at first, when I read this the first time about Muslims in the White House, I thought, oh, that wasn't a good thing to say. Then I really looked into it.
I'm 100% with him.
I am too.
What he said wasn't wrong.
It applies to all religions, not just to Muslim religion. It applies to all religions. Anyway, it's just the Muslim religion is something.
If you missed it, let's recap here. If you missed what Dr. Ben Carson said, he was asked if a Muslim should be president or could be president of the United States, and he said no, because in his reasoning, and he got in a little bit of trouble because, again, we're in a soundbite society where you hear, you know, just a little blip. But what he essentially said was that if you are a Muslim, you operate under Sharia law. Hmm. Sharia law becomes the top thing in your life. It overruns the state. It overruns anything that you serve under. When you take the oath of office, the Constitution has to become your highest thing over anything else. You have to follow the Constitution. And so he was making the point that those two don't meld.
Yeah. I wonder what happened there. I think there are two members of Congress who are Muslim. Kenny, am I right in that? There are three members. I would like to know, not for now because I want to get to Jack, but I would like to know when they were sworn in, isn't it normally the custom to swear on the Bible? Or do you have...
You get sworn in on the Bible.
Okay, so how'd they get sworn in? The two members of Congress who are Muslims, how'd they get sworn in? I would like to know I don't have an answer, but I would like to know an answer to that question. I'd like to know. And then I want to know why we're swearing people in on a Bible if there's separation between church and state. Why are we doing that? And the Jewish members of Congress, how'd they get sworn in? I'm betting they didn't swear in. They didn't put their hand on a Bible. And again, I know that the Bible represents an idea that you will be true and moral and you will have the idea is that you'll do a decent job, be a decent human being. And then I looked back at some of the people who have put their hand on a Bible and then they've been anything but truthful with people in their family or with us, the people they serve. All right, so enough. Jack's here in 60 seconds on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. author Ransom Riggs' latest novel, Library of Souls, is the third book in the New York Times best-selling Miss Peregrine's Peculiar Children series. We spoke with him about his new book and the wildly successful young adult novels.
I don't think that young adult literature is something that can only be enjoyed by young adults. You just look at some of the classics of American literature, like The Catcher in the Rye and Huck Finn and, you know, Tom Sawyer. And there's so many books that concern teenagers, but which have themes that resonate for everyone. In retrospect, Miss Peregrine is definitely a young adult book. By happy accident, that's what I wrote. But going into it, I wasn't specifically aiming for the young adult section of the bookstore. I just happened to write a story with a teenage protagonist and, you know, about a lot of teenagers. A coming-of-age story. Then again, there are a lot of coming-of-age stories which, for some reason, don't get marketed as young adult books. It's just a choice the publisher makes. But I am so glad that this ended up in the young adult section of the bookstore, because I have met the best people, the best fans. My fellow YA authors are such an amazing community. And I have gone out and read a lot of their books now, and it's so wonderful. I did this sort of by accident, but I feel like it's the happiest place in publishing right now. And not just because a lot of people are buying the books, but because we are really a sort of supportive community. It's like a safe place.
That's Ransom Riggs, the New York Times best-selling author of Library of Souls, the third novel of Miss Peregrine's Peculiar Children, which has just been released.
47 past the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Yeah. Jack Stockwell, Dr. Jack, is here. He's a Nooka chiropractor, practices in Salt Lake City, Utah, has been one of my primary care persons since I've known him, actually. I trust him. I like him. He's smart. He has great ideas. He's created these long life enzymes that you ought to pay a lot of attention to. Long life energy enzymes at the ForbiddenDoctor.com website. All I'm going to tell you about these is that they will work on everything in your body that needs normalizing.
We have patients who are already cutting back on their insulin.
Yeah, because of what happens. You need enzymes in order to create a protective barrier around the good stuff that's in your body so that that continues to exist, and then you get rid of the bad stuff that's in your body. This is a very interesting compound. Take my word for it. I'm taking them every day. Meredith takes them every day. Long life energy enzymes. Save yourself from processed foods. Go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, click on products, then click on long life energy enzymes. They pretty much are what they say they are, and I think if you use Doug, you get a 10% discount. Long life energy enzymes at the ForbiddenDoctor.com. All right, what's the theme of Forbidden Doctor podcast this week?
We just finished up the third arm of vaccines, and the latest one is the rise of vaccines with the rise of autoimmune disease. Before vaccines, there were no autoimmune diseases.
There you go.
The concept was thought to be absolutely impossible that the body could ever attack itself.
Mm-hmm.
So we've done a three-part series on it, and that's the third one. Autoimmune disease and vaccines.
All right, we were talking earlier about naps. Why are naps so important? I think you nap, don't you?
Oh, I take about a 15-20 minute power nap every afternoon.
I try to. Not always am I successful, but I try to. Well, why? What does it do to your body and your brain?
Well, it regenerates neurotransmitter levels. That's one of the best things about it. Most of the neurotransmitters are made in the gut. And if you have a heavy lunch, or a reasonably healthy lunch,
mm-hmm.
you lie down for a good 15-20 minutes, recline, do whatever you can in a quiet area, and get that 15-20 minutes, because it will reboost the amount of neurotransmitters the brain requires for the rest of the day.
How about that?
Well, is that the perfect amount for a nap, 20 minutes?
Well, it is for me. Some people sleep more than 15 or 20 minutes, and they really feel drugged for another 15 or 20 minutes. Other people do a half an hour. Some people, like Thomas Edison, could do it in 5 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and he'd be good for several more hours of work.
Yep. Okay. There is a new report that says most people will get at least one wrong or delayed diagnosis in their lives, a medical blind spot that can have devastating consequences, and this is why you need to take an active role in your health care. You need to know what's going on in your body. Do you tell that to your patients?
Oh, the thing that is changing the face of diagnostic analysis in America today is the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
I had a patient come in yesterday who owns a construction company. I saw him for the second time. He was throwing medical terms around like he just got out of school. And I don't know if he was trying to impress me or what, but it was hilarious.
Yeah. But it's good.
But it's good. It's very good because people know what's going on now.
Know your body. Know Dr. Jack. Sign up for the Forbidden Doctor podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767.
Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Editor at Men's Health Magazine. We are enlightened, and we will enlighten ourselves more, including an examination of your body. I should have had Jack stick around for this. What texting really does to your body, and then we're going to talk about some of the ad-free internet experiences that you might like to have, but then figure out what it will cost. I was just on the Huffington Post website, and I was so annoyed. There were a couple of really good articles that I want to read, and all of this crud comes. It's like you swallow up. You get swallowed up in all this stuff. So maybe, just maybe, Greg can find a way around all that. We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Walmart can help you stay one step ahead of flu season. Because at Walmart, you can get your flu shot anytime from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. And while you're in the store, pick up Lysol disinfecting wipes and Lysol disinfectant spray that actually kill cold and flu viruses and antibiotic-resistant bacteria. These are steps you can take right now at Walmart to help prevent the flu from getting to you.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply. Use all products as directed.
Now is the time to save on hardwood and more at Lumber Liquidators End of Summer Clearance Sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on solid pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents. 3/4 inch solid pre-finished maple for $1.99 plus $1 off Bellowin Brazilian Cherry and Koa Hardwood. Get 10 to 15% off all Morningstar Bamboo. American and European laminate for 49 cents and 24 month special financing. Hurry, the End of Summer Clearance Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Greg Stebbins on the Good Day program with technology in the focus. Ford has now a new application called My Ford Mobile that if you own one of their electric cars, you can control it through your Apple Watch or an Android Wear device that's similar to the Apple Watch. How in the world this... But you know what? I sort of am in awe of how all of this stuff works. When I drive in, for example, I park my car at the airport when we went to Chicago a couple of days ago. And when I came back out to pay, Meredith says, look at the thing. It tells you where the car is parked. How does that thing know where my car is parked?
The thing being your phone? How does your phone know where you're...
No, the ticket that you stick in the pay machine to pay on what comes out in the receipt is your car is located at this place on this floor. I didn't give anybody that information. How do they know it's my car?
I have no idea. But I'd love to know.
Yeah, I would like to know as well. Yeah. All right. The allure of an ad-free internet experience. This is something I was telling Greg off the air. I went to a Huffington Post store this morning that I wanted to see, and I couldn't get at it. I wanted to send it to Meredith. I couldn't. I had to. It took me four times to click it off and move faster than the ads when I came back. I had to practice four times how quickly I could get to the point where I was going to email it. It's just this kind of stuff is so annoying. So you have a way to fix this, I'm looking at, or I'm thinking you do.
No.
Oh.
I tell you what's important about this.
Okay.
So the background on this discussion, because you're going to hear a lot about this week, is an app developer for the iPhone and the iPad created an ad-blocking app. He put it on the App Store.
Isn't that what your pal Garrison told us about a couple of weeks ago? Wasn't that Kenny?
He did talk about ad blockers.
And, yeah.
And so what this developer did, he made one that shot to number one in the App Store, which means he, over the life of the app, would make a bundle of money.
Good for him.
And he had a call of conscience, and he removed it after 36 hours.
Why?
And he removed it because he realized that, on one hand, like you, he is as frustrated and was serving something up to people who are as frustrated as you are. But on the other hand, he also recognizes, and I think you will understand this too, that people who make content, like you make content for the radio, also need to find a way to make money to be compensated content.
Fair enough. I get annoyed when people say they click off the ads when they come on the radio. Fair enough. That's kind of the human condition. That's what people do, but that's fair enough. I understand.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.